This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of April 2022. We're setting sail in April. All aboard the Love Boat, destination Fantasy Island. Nostalgia is in the air. And magical, mystical points beyond. The defining aspect of the year is peaking, the meeting of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, and taking us on a journey through time-space, into the clouds, into waking dreams of unicorns and mermaids and poetry and rainbows, wrapping us in soft, gentle gauze, numbing harsh realities and lulling us to sleep, sleep, sleep. If only. Immerse yourself in any quiet magic you can grab because the rest of the sky has other activities in mind. On Team Escapism, the ringleaders, indulgent Jupiter and boundless Neptune, meeting in the all-connecting waters of Pisces. Their conjunction is amplifying all of the best qualities of the sign: imagination, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, magic, miracles, divine connection, and guidance, uniting humanity in commonality of experience. Other possibilities are escalating too, of course. Delusion, spaciness, deceit, and all the many forms, including chemical, of unhinging from mundane reality. It's unlikely that any of us will have a strong, clear sense of the personal and collective meaning while this pair is at max strength. They're birthing developments that may slip past notice at first and prove definitive as years go on. Case in point, the last time they met in Pisces in 1856, Charles Dodgson adopted the pen name Lewis Carroll, under which he wrote a fantasy series featuring a female protagonist that has molded our collective imagination for a century and a half so far. As they meet, these planets are moving toward a sextile with the ruthless, relentless, transformational imperative of Pluto in Capricorn. The Pisces pair may soften the ground that's under unavoidable renovation. It could turn the turmoil into art, theater, and music. It could inspire a greater coming together of humanity, relief efforts, and gentle kindnesses. The sextile could also invite an outpouring of prayers and miracles and intervention that defies reasons and just might be angelic. This is an unparalleled, truly once-in-a-lifetime assist for any creative endeavor. The conjunction is exact on April 12, but in effect all month. Allow yourself time to be fallow and quiet and dream. Be open to whatever flows through you. Capture it by writing it down, typing it on a device, or recording your experience. You may be too spacey to recall the gems pouring into you. Also on Team Escapism, Venus, goddess of love, ruler of creativity and lover of indulgence, the worldly counterpart of magical, mystical Neptune. Venus starts April in the friend zone of Aquarius, filling the atmosphere with detachment and pack animal preferences. Pals and team members, please, the more the merrier. She joins the Pisces party on April 5th, inspiring stars in our eyes. More gentleness, nostalgia, romance, and viewing life as a rom-com. Inviting seeing the best in everyone and everything, and in general endangering abilities to wrap up tax returns accurately and on time. Her poetic inclinations build through the month. She prolongs the peak Pisces energy by meeting her higher love overlord Neptune, April 27, then whipping up desire and indulgences with Jupiter, April 30th. Before she floats off into Pisces, though, counterbalancing influences are already at work. The first launches the month, shooting bursts of energy into us like flames igniting on water in an amusement park ride. Drive and gumption come back online with the Aries new moon, April 1st. It ignites minds and communication as well, with a conjunction to Mercury. A sextile to Mars adds to the energy, His growing conjunction to Saturn gives us a fighting chance of not running amok and leaping wildly and acting like fools. That conjunction becomes exact April 4th and delivers a grounding chord just before Venus floats off into fantasy land. The promise of last month's Venus-Mars conjunction comes to Earth, slows, perhaps to the point of pausing, hits a wall, meets structure, finds stability. Even a no provides form. Openings for more information follow quickly. Mercury sextiles Saturn April 8 and invites us to get clarity, calm down, and take responsibility for what we're sending out or listening to. And then we're off. A door opens to walk our talk and put ideas into action when Mercury sextiles Mars April 8th. Powerful information is soon forced out. Hard, important conversations ensue when Mercury squares Pluto April 10. As secrets fly out, ask questions and bring up issues that scare you. Watch the air clear and your thinking simplify. Real world matters fill our minds and conversations starting April 10, after Mercury moves into Show Me Taurus. He fixates us on the here and now and the tangible with an assist from the Sun sextiling grounding Saturn as Jupiter and Neptune slide into the exact conjunction April 12th. One side effect of this coinciding is questions like, how can I make this download real? How can I master this? How can I monetize this? Another question enters the mix when Mars moves into Pisces, April 14th. What can I do to help those in need? This sign is not generally considered favorable territory for the warrior god. He deals better with pushing ahead, and pushing in water can be unpredictable. Watch for efforts to be gentler, soft-pedaled, and indirect to the point of being passive-aggressive, possibly. Overly forceful action in water can go in unintended directions, not to mention come back at the sender. Relationships, agreements, deal-making, and issues of getting along crest at the Libra full moon April 16th. Opportunities to talk, to coordinate, to negotiate, and to mediate are possible thanks to a sextile from Mercury to the full moon's ruler Venus. Nothing's a sure or safe bet, though. Mercury is conjunct radical change agent Uranus, so plot twists, epiphanies, changes in thinking, and out-of-the-blue developments are coloring the action. Our hearts and relationships may get on board with some of the wacky shifts when Venus sextiles Uranus April 18. The atmosphere is not flowers and chocolates by a long shot, though. Huge internal shifts are at work. Subterranean forces are roaring up and forcing power realignments internally and between us and others as the Sun squares Pluto. More focus on earthly matters follows. If the Sun's entering Taurus April 19 doesn't sufficiently put tangible reality in the spotlight, Mercury's square to Saturn draws it there by forcing issues of responsibility and accountability. A higher meaning or purpose is within reach, and so are imaginative or inspired approaches, as Mercury sextiles Neptune and then Jupiter, April 24th and 27th. We have opportunities to concretize and put into words the fruit of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, as Venus adds more glamour and glitter to it April 27th and 30th. Even with the clouds and romance and inspiration, our minds are getting clear and focused. Mercury trines Pluto April 28th, once again revealing secrets and the workings of power. The revelations and laser cuts facilitate the first eclipse of the season, the Taurus New Moon solar eclipse April 30th. Let your heart guide you to let go your grasp. Not so much let go and let God, but let go and let good. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list and get a Jupiter in Pisces quick reference guide as a thank you for signing up. Listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Mondays of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited in the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.